So we have been focusing on what I think is the most interesting part of this. And I think someone said that we're going to ease into this. It's that transition period that I think is really, really going to be interesting. And we've been starting to play with multiple cameras in the courtroom for those, assuming that you're going to have hybrid hearings where some people want to attend, some people do not want to attend. Who knows what travel restrictions or quarantines are going to be in place for out-of-town lawyers. So we've started to play with multiple cameras. We've been talking to the administrative office of the courts as to what latitude we're going to have with broadcasting that signal out. But I think that's going to be the interesting thing is what do you do when you have someone who wants to be in the courtroom and someone who doesn't? That's going to be the interesting part in my view. I will say this, I did have, I, Cooter, like you, I do travel and I use a district judge's courtroom when I travel, and it's just weird. I mean, there are plexiglass things everywhere. I went and sat in a jury box. I could stay there for about 3 minutes and I started to feel claustrophobic and I had to get up and move around. It was literally like being in a box. I don't envy anyone having to do that. There are even partitions between the seats at counsel table. I mean, think about trying to lean over, trying to lean over and talk to your co-counsel or ask your client a question. And let's be honest, I was so tempted, I want to breathe on the plexiglass and then make a smiley face and and leave it there. But it's a really interesting time.
Yes, definitely. I want to ask the judges sort of a more open-ended question here next, and tell us your thoughts on virtual hearings. Do you actually prefer them, or do you absolutely abhor them? Is it more convenient for you? What are your thoughts on virtual hearings and the shift that we've seen this year? Judge King, I'll start with you.
It's understandable that we have to do it because of the COVID problem, but to me, they're annoying and I don't like them because invariably somebody has trouble logging on or there's music playing, somebody put us on hold, on a telephonic hearing, or there's distractions in the background of people's background on video. Or we have problems in the court. Just a couple of days ago, we had problems. We couldn't see anybody and they couldn't see us. So we have to be patient. I realize Judge Isger mentioned that yesterday, and I agree that we all have to be patient with this technology, but I can't wait to get back to live hearings myself. I am not a big fan of it, although I recognize that it's a lot more convenient for people not to have to drive downtown, get a parking place, spend an hour or two of travel time just to go to a hearing that might take 5 to 10 minutes.
So I am more than happy to speak up because I will be the exact polar opposite from Judge King. I think the technology is so wonderful. We've had zero downtime. We spent a lot of time offering training for all the lawyers, and it is so good. And the lawyers have adapted their presentations. Technology and there are some hearings, I agree with Ronnie, they have to be conducted in person. But going forward, that the technology and what we've learned, the lessons we've learned, the advances that we've made, it will always be a part of the practice going forward in the Southern District of Texas. So it's just the advantages of it are just unbelievable given what I've seen develop.
Well, I agree. It's here to stay, no doubt about it. But I just miss the collegiality and being able to see real people up close.
I agree with that last comment. I was just awfully nervous the first few times that we had a hearing like that. Just made me nervous because I'm not very good at this sort of stuff. I've gotten better with it over time. I like lawyers. I am a lawyer, and so I like seeing lawyers in person, visiting with them, and that sort of thing before or after a hearing. And in the courtroom typically. And, you know, you really can't do that with other people just sort of on the video with you. We also lost a couple of things. You know, when I was a pup, young lawyers came over here to the courthouse and handed the judge an order, and the judge signed it right there. And, you know, and we're not having that right now. We're not having any personal interaction with younger lawyers like that. And the other day I just noticed something we can't do. You know, we used to be able to say, hey, go out in the room, go out in the hall and talk. And there's a lot of deals made in the bankruptcy courthouse that, you know, we're not together. So I had to say, I want you to do the functional equivalent of going out in the hall and talk. I want you to ring off of my hearing, call each other. This is something that I think you can.